It's the ever turbulent and volatile Pakistan politics, which is precarious yet again after violence and rigging in the run up to the polls, confusion and chaos on who will don the Prime Minister's Sherwani. Well, the front runner Nawaz Sharif and his arch nemesis Imran Khan, who is locked up in jail, have both claimed victory. And Pakistan seems to be headed for a coalition government, most likely, in yet another chapter in Pakistan's 70-year-long failed tryst with democracy. Well, the biggest takeaway was the overwhelming and unexpected support for the PTI-backed independence, almost an outpouring of support for their leader and the captain of contemporary Pakistan politics, Imran Khan, who's locked up in jail. Something that the army also would not have anticipated. Now, with the army's script gone awry, a Nawaz-led coalition with a tacit approval from the military seems a foregone conclusion, but an outcome reflecting the popular public mood is unlikely. Before I get my guests in, take a look at this report to understand the big takeaways of the Pakistan story right now.
Chaos after the polls in Pakistan as Imran supporters protest as the results show big wins for independence backed by Imran's party. On the other hand, local media suggests Nawaz Sharif and Bilawal Bhutto are set to join hands.
So this is a problem that we have to take this country from the country. ہم نے پہلے بھی اللہ کے فضل و کرم سے ملک کو مشکلات سے نکالا ہے اور آج بھی نکالنے کا اہتمام کر رہے ہیں.
Meanwhile, Imran claimed victory in an AI speech from behind bars, congratulating his supporters.
نواز شریف ایک کم ظرف انسان ہے جس نے آفیشیل نتائج کے مطابق 30 سیٹس پیچھے ہوتے ہوئے بھی وکٹری سپیچ کر دی ہے. دو سال کے سخت ظلم اور ناانصافیوں کے باوجود ہم نے 2024 الیکشنز دو تہائی اکثریت سے جیت لیا ہے.
With results disputed and still not clear, more than 24 hours after polling ended, there have been allegations of vote tampering and condemnation from domestic and international critics. The US said it was concerned about allegations of fraud and interference in the election process. David Cameron said there were issues with the fairness and lack of inclusivity in the elections. The internet is still disrupted in areas. The overwhelming support for Imran has no doubt upset the Pakistan Army's script, which including putting Nawaz in the PM's chair. The Army Chief addressed the political turmoil today, saying the nation needs to move away from anarchy to stable hands, adding that elections are not about winning or losing and that parties must show political maturity. But the army's statement and Sharif's assurances will do little to assuage the Pakistani people whose dream of a smooth election seems more distant than ever before. With Karthikeya Bhattacharya, Bureau Report, NDTV.
So well, on left, right and centre tonight, we discuss the peculiar politics of Pakistan and the lingering post-poll anarchy with one election and two winners. Joining me on the panel tonight, I'm being joined by Iftikhar Chaudhary, Vice President of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf from Punjab. Also with me, Khurram Dastagir, who's a spokesperson of Nawaz Sharif's party, the PMLN. Munir Jahangir, senior journalist from Pakistan, is also with us. And Taj Haider, senior leader of the Pakistan People's Party, is also on the panel. Thanks very much all for joining us. Going across to you first, Iftikhar Saab, is it now a done deal that Nawaz Sharif is going to be the prime minister with perhaps a coalition government with the PPP? And Iftikhar Saab, before I come to you, let me go across to Khurram Dastagir Saab. I meant to ask this question of you. Do we consider this a done deal now, that it's going to be a coalition government with Nawaz at the helm?
That's the people of Pakistan have mandated on the 8th. There's a fractured mandate, and I would contest very much your characterization of anarchy, because we have clear mandates in all four provinces. So it's very clear who is going to form governments there. And in the center, very much like following many other democracies, that parties are becoming more region-oriented, and the trend continues. This is, to counter that this is anarchy, this is the sixth election that has been conducted this century in Pakistan. So we are
But Kuran Saab, how would you respond to the critics? How would you respond to the critics or the naysayers who would say that this is against the popular public mood, which was very much in favor of the PTI-backed independence in a sense?
The reason I say this is because you cannot have, say, just because they won in one province, the election was fair there. And wherever they have lost, the election was not fair. Mm. If the election was fair, it was fair in all four provinces and the whole country. And if it wasn't fair, then it was unfair everywhere. So if
That's
they are claiming victory in one province, they have to then accept that the election was nationally fair. They cannot just pick and choose that where they win, the election was fair.
Interesting point there. Let me get Iftikhar Chaudhary of the PTI to respond to that. Iftikhar Saab, how would you respond to that, to what Khurram Saab is saying, that, you know, you cannot pick and choose. If the election was fair in one province, it's most likely that the election was fair nationally.
Dekhen, I would like to say something in our native language.
Bilkul, go ahead.
I want to add something very important. Khurram, I know very well from, I know very well since last 20, 30 years we know each other. Main sirf ye baat karna chahta hoon, Khurram Saab, agar Sindh mein People's Party shuru se ek bada hold rakhti hai, agar wo jeet gayi hai wahan Sindh mein, to wahan सिंध की एक और बड़ी पार्टी जिसने कराची को लीड किया हुआ है वो भी रौला डाल रही है, वो भी रफ्फड़ डाली है, उन्होंने एक्सेप्ट नहीं किया इसको. तो आप ये क्यों कह सकते हैं कि भाई एक रीजन, जाहिर है केपीके में शुरू से तकरीबन तीन कह सकते हैं आप 15 बरस से हम लोग
इफ्तिखार साहब जो चीज कुरम साहब ने कही वो ये कही कि अगर आप ये कह रहे हैं कि एक प्रोविंस में जहां पर आपको मैंडेट मिला है वहां पर अगर इलेक्शंस फेयर है तो पाकिस्तान के बाकी प्रोविंसेस में फेयर क्यों नहीं है जहां पर पीएमएलएन को मैंडेट मिला है.
ये मैं कह रहा हूं कि पाकिस्तान के बाकी प्रोविंस में इन लोगों ने जिस तरह अपने कैंडिडेट को जितवाया है और पूरी रात तक वो हारे हुए लोग सुबह सवेरे उठने के बाद जब अपने आप को रिजल्ट देखेंगे तो उनको तो हैरानगी होगी. हम तो पूरे पाकिस्तान की पार्टी, हमारा तो ये
मेरा द डिले इन द अनाउंसमेंट एंड द रिगिंग एलिगेशंस इन द रन अप टू द पोल सर्टेनली वेरी कंसर्निंग. इनफैक्ट हैज बीन कंडेम्ड बाय द यूएस एंड द यूके एज वेल. आई विल कम टू दैट. ताज हैदर ऑफ द पीपीपी इज ऑल्सो विद अस. हैदर साहब, आप बताएं, हाउ डू यू लुक एट द आउटरीच फ्रॉम नवाज शरीफ? कई लोग ये कहेंगे कि भाई अब जस्ट टू कीप इमरान आउट ऑफ द गेम, ये मिलिट्री की स्क्रिप्ट है. And it was something which is perhaps unimaginable some years ago. You know, Nawaz Sharif and Bilawal Bhutto coming together. Perhaps many would, many outside of Pakistan would see this as completely unexpected.
Now, our objectives are very clear. We want to bury this hatred and revenge and all those negative factors. We want to, our politics is politics of unity. And the economic objectives are very, very clear. Pakistan is suffering economically. There is unemployment, there is inflation, and there is poverty. We have given a program to the nation on how to combat these problems and how to come out of this economic mess. And our negotiations with Muslim League or with any other party are based on these two aspects. One, that we have to unite, the infighting should stop,
yes.
Politics of revenge should stop. Two, we have to follow a people-centric program.
Okay, Heather Saab, in a sense, you're reiterating what the army also said today, that, you know, perhaps the politics of instability, we should move away from that to more stability. Munizir Jahangir, senior journalist of Pakistan, is also with us. Munizir, do you see this as, you know, Pakistan army's script playing out as well, even though it went awry? Do you think the Pakistan army did not anticipate this kind of outpouring of support for the PTI-backed independence? But ultimately, you know, the final verdict or the final outcome will not be reflecting the larger public mood or the popular public mood. What do you have to say on that?
Well, you know, like you, we have the first past the post system. So it depends on how many seats a party gets, and then they can form, they're in a position to form a coalition. But here I would like to say, because, you know, you talked about Pakistan's failed tryst with democracy. In this particular election, more women have taken part in this election. More yes. women have come out and voted. There have been transgenders who have also taken part in this election. So this is very much an endorsement of democracy, and also, I think an achievement of democracy that it has been so inclusive in that way.
That's very interesting, Munize. And just taking a cue from what you said, do you think it's perhaps a silver lining in this particular election that the military could not completely suppress, you know, the popular public mood?
Well, absolutely. I don't think that the military has ever been able to suppress the public mood in Pakistan. Pakistani people are very resilient. And they have been very vocal in their in how they believe that the military should go back to the barracks and let the civilians, let the politicians govern Pakistan. And that has been consistently the way people have voted in Pakistan, whether it be for Benazir Bhutto after she was killed in 2008, whether it was for Nawaz Sharif in 2013, and whether it was Nawaz Sharif again in 2018. Let me tell you that Nawaz Sharif had fairly and squarely won Punjab. And yes. Punjab was stolen away from them, and independents were cobbled together in order to form a government by the PTI in 2018. And now tables have been reversed, and we see Imran Khan in jail and Mian Nawaz Sharif quoted as being somebody who's favored. But
absolutely.
I do also
as you said Munize, that, you know, the military has never been able to completely repress the public mood, but ultimately it is the army calling the shots and pulling the strings. Iftikhar Chaudhary, how would you respond to that? To people who say that Nawaz Sharif struck a deal with the army, you know, his homecoming was a result of that, and now also this coalition that we are talking about, the coalition in the offing, that would also have tacit approval from the military. How would you respond to that?
देखिए जी, जहां तक पाकिस्तान की आर्मी का ताल्लुक है, इसके सियासतदानों के साथ, किसी एक के साथ अच्छे ताल्लुकात एक वक्त में रहते हैं, दूसरे वक्त में ताल्लुकात खराब हो जाते हैं। जैसे एम क्यू एम के साथ ताल्लुकात काफी हद तक खराब रहे और जनरल जिया ने एक एम क्यू एम को खड़ा किया, और इस इलेक्शन में कराची में वो एक बार फिर उभर के आए हैं। और बल्कि मैं वो पहले भी बात कर चुका हूं कि कराची की रियल रिप्रेजेंटेशन तो जमात इस्लामी के पास है
जी,
तो उन लोगों को भी कुछ नहीं मिला और हमारे अपने लोगों को भी कुछ नहीं मिला। तो ये होता है कि नवाज शरीफ साहब और हम,
मुझे टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट,
मुझे एक बात करने दे
जी, बोले,
मुझे
बोले,
बात करने
बोले।
खुर्रम दस्तगीर साहब का आलम यह है कि मैं इन्हीं के शहर में पिंडी से तकरीबन 200 किलोमीटर दूर है और 2 महीने से वहां पे छुपा रहा, मास्टर सिटी में रहा। हमारी हालत तो ये है कि पार्टी की लीडरशिप किसी जगह नजर ही नहीं आए।
ओके, लेकिन कुरम साहब, हाउ वुड यू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट कि जो कि अल्टीमेटली इट्स अ मिलिट्री कॉलिंग द शॉट्स एंड दिस कोलिशन गवर्नमेंट इज गोइंग टू हैव टैसिट अप्रूवल फ्रॉम द मिलिट्री एंड नवाज शरीफ हैज स्ट्रक अ डील विद द मिलिट्री। हाउ वुड यू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दैट? कुरम दस्तगीर, गो अहेड।
Struggle for civilian supremacy in Pakistan is not an overnight process. It's an event, and every election takes us nearer to the goal, as is written in the Pakistan Constitution, that after Allah Almighty, the ultimate power in this republic will be in the hands of elected representatives.
Okay.
And every time, as Munize has correctly said, this, all these claims of manipulation and things being manipulated, ultimately every election takes us nearer to that goal. So this fractured mandate, although it makes life difficult for the coming federal government, if it continues and persists to another election done on time, we will see ourselves moving nearer to the goal.
But have the people of Pakistan been betrayed? Taj Haider, very quickly, and then I'll give the last word to Munize. Taj Haider, do you think the people of Pakistan have been betrayed with the Nawaz Sharif
yes.
government now set to take over?
Yes,
Pakistani people.
I mean, we shouldn't focus on persons. We should focus on policies. And if there is a people-centric program which we have given, and if this is adopted by the federal government, some relief would be provided to the people of Pakistan.
Okay.
New jobs can be created, electricity can be made much cheaper, production can go up, cost of production can go down, exports can go up.
These are very big statements, Sajid Haider Saab, and how much of that is actually going to happen? Because Munize, you know, this sort of political instability couldn't have come at a worse time for Pakistan, you know, given the economic chaos and, you know, inflation, price rise and those issues. Do you see Pakistan moving towards some sort of stability?
Well, I certainly think that Pakistan will move towards some sort of stability once there's a government at the helm of affairs. How long that stability will last is something that we will have to see. And it's usually not the politicians that cause instability in Pakistan. It's often military-backed parties or new parties that have caused that this kind of instability. I would just like to also answer this question, whether you ask whether people's mandate has been stolen.
Yes.
At the moment, the way the numbers are going, PMLN is the largest political party that has secured numbers. The next are the independents, and they are not all backed by the PTI. So it now depends on how, and you, India knows how well coalitions are done. But I'd just like to finish my point that actually the mandate will be stolen because people voted for PMLN thinking and expecting that Mia Nawaz Sharif will become Prime Minister and not Shahbaz Sharif. So now if a different Prime Minister candidate is brought forward by the party, I think that's when people will be disappointed.
Because many expectations will also have to be managed if it's going to be a coalition government. So, you know, there's no clarity as of now. But thanks for that perspective. Thank you very much, all of you, for joining us.